You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
We're back with the Sports Rabbi, Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show, Holy Land Hoops, where we bring you the best of Israeli basketball, all the way up north in Aria, down south Eilat, and all the great cities in between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and many, many more. And of course, if you like this program, and I know that you do, you'll make sure you'll leave us a five-star rating, write us a nice review, download us, subscribe to us, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Check us out at the Sports Rabbi Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver it to you in both languages. And of course, make sure you download the app. I saw Ben Pass getting those notifications last night as we were watching Hapoel Tel Aviv and Nes Ziyona. Right, Ben Pass? I saw you checking
out. Yeah, of course.
You were clicking right in. I was sitting right next to you in the press row in Nes Ziyona, the gorgeous arena of Nes Ziyona. And I truly mean that because it's a wonderful place to watch a game when you're sitting right on top of the bench and you get to see all the action. I saw you clicking in and you made sure to see what Moshe Halichman was putting up there viciously on the Hebrew website as he was covering games back from our offices and our headquarters in Jerusalem. Ben Pask, how you doing today? What's going on, babe? We had a good time last night, didn't we?
Loved it. Got home early and watched the Maccabi game on TV with my 4.5-year-old daughter. And then at the end of the game, got in the car, headed to Nes Ziyona and enjoyed the game next to you, like you said, right on the court behind the basket. And it was an exciting game. The first half was a little slow. And then the second half, the quality picked up and it got very exciting in the overtime game, which we'll speak about later, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. But let's start off with Maccabi Tel Aviv. They win in Israeli action 188 over Kiryat Atta. Maccabi Tel Aviv sleptwalked through this game. Kiryat Atta, the better team for the majority, 47-41. They're leading at halftime. And Maccabi Tel Aviv comes out with Jake Cohen and Yiftach Ziv with good second halves. And they come win the game. They were on hangover alert after their loss at Olympiakos, which saw Roman Sorkin have 23 points. Coming in that third quarter he was tremendous, but that was just not going to be enough. They took a lead in that game and then, you know, kind of frittered it away with a brutal second quarter and went by the wayside. And, you know, going to Olympiakos, of course, they're the first place team, not an easy game, you know, without a doubt. I don't think many expected them to win. I think we expected them to put up a good fight. They put up a good fight. But they also showed that there is a huge difference in quality between Maccabi Tel Aviv and Olympiakos, Ben Pask.
Yeah, huge difference. And look, credit to them for fighting back. And Roman Sorkin was huge in that second half of the third quarter in particular. But again, I think it was Slukas who got injured throughout the game. So he was down as well. So again, I don't think that... It got to 4 points in the last quarter, early in the last quarter. And again, Maccabi gives you that hope that they're going to come back and take the victory.
False hopes. It's called false hopes. The Montreal Expos of the baseball memories were experts at false hopes. They'd be down by two or three runs. They'd load up the bases in the bottom of the ninth, and they wouldn't be able to do anything with it. They were the kings of false hopes. So Maccabi Tel Aviv is turning into that, false hopes. That's what that was. And you realize they were never going to win that game, right? I mean, you know, it was like, and we'll get to this also, like Hapoel Jerusalem against Dijon, a game that Hapoel Jerusalem, you know, obviously lost. They could have played that game another 48 hours. Jerusalem was never going to win the game. And that was going to be the same case here. Once Olympiakos took that lead at halftime, it was pretty telling. I mean, you're up 51-36. Olympiakos at home in a packed arena. Saja Venishkov is, you know, terrific player with 23 points. 13, Shaq McKissick was dunking all over the place. Then you had four players with 9 points. Alec Peters, Tariq Black, of course, comes back to haunt his former team. Thomas Walkup and Isaiah Kanan And then you have Lauren Sakis with 8 points. You know, it's just, you know, a typical Bartsokas win on the Maccabi side. 23 points Sorokin, 14 points Wade Baldwin, 13 points for Bonzi Colson and Jalen Adams, and a dozen by John DiBartolomeo. Not enough. They have Barcelona in Spain, Catalunya, as we will call it. And then they have Valencia on Thursday night. Maccabi Tel Aviv has got to win one of these games, or else they're going to find themselves at the end of the week, one game under 500 and definitely out of a playoff spot, Ben Paz.
Yeah, and they've been in the playoff, you know, the top eight for the whole season up until now. It wouldn't be surprising if they fall out, but it'd be very disappointing. And I know that in the interviews they did after the game yesterday, Oded was saying how tired they are, how much energy it takes not only to come back from playing in Piraeus on Friday night, but getting back to Israel and then traveling up north to Kiryat Arta. It's within Israel, but it's still a journey.
How do the NBA teams, how do they do it, right? I mean, they're flying all the time. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't want to hear about the tired. Oh my goodness. I don't want to hear about Maccabi Tel Aviv being tired. Oh, they're tired. Oh, they're tired. And you know what? Okay, I know it's not an easy schedule. I understand all that. But they all know what they signed up for. I mean, my goodness.
No, of course.
Goodness gracious. What are we, 3 years old here? They have a big enough squad. It's not that, talking about the Kiryat Arta game, which was, was rough to watch, right? If you're want to see Maccabi play basketball, it took them a while to wake up, right? But, I mean, you have players there that didn't play against Olympiakos that were playing in this game. Yiftach Ziv was one. Darren Hilliard was another. I mean, he played 5 minutes. Rafi Menko played, he didn't play pretty much. Guy Panini. All those players didn't play. I don't want to hear they were tired, didn't have energy, they didn't have this, didn't have that. Oh, my goodness. I understand it's not easy. I get all that. But, what are they're tired at Kiryat Arta, and you're telling me they now have two EuroLeague games in Spain? Are they going to be, like, in zombie exhaustion mode right now with their EuroLeague season hanging in the balance?
I feel attacked on the messenger here. Passing on what
I'm not attacking you, but you follow what I'm saying here. My goodness, I don't want to hear about their tired.
No, of course.
Oh my goodness, I mean, tired.
He made a point. He did leave. I think Jarrell Martin and Bonzi Colson, they stayed in Tel Aviv. They didn't even travel up north. Usually, you see the
right
players who are undressed traveling. So they're thinking about it. He's not. Is being responsible about it, but it's a double week. It's not easy. I don't think he's trying to make excuses for it. I think he's just stating how exhausted he felt. And you talk about the players resting, etc. I mean, EuroLeague, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but obviously the Israelis don't play that many.
I have the numbers. I have the numbers for you. Okay, Rafi played 3 minutes. Okay, Darren Hilliard played 5 minutes. The other two players, Yiftach Ziv, didn't play. Jake Cohen played 6.5 minutes in that game. Come on. I mean, come on.
No, but the point I'm making is that the Israelis last night played 109 minutes to the foreigners' 91 minutes. So
that's what it should be.
Exactly, 100%.
This is Maccabi Tel Aviv.
I think Oded's saying, he's stating how it is. It's exhausting, etc. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Is it him making excuses, trying to, set the grounds for coming back from the double, saying, well, I did tell you that it was difficult. No, I don't think he's doing that. I think he's stating it. And I think it was clever of him to, well, not clever, but sensible for him to play, the Israeli players goodness. A lot more minutes than the others.
Agreed. No, they had to. I mean, it's fine. I know, but come on. I don't want to hear about the players being tired, the players that are playing. They have this, they have that. They're traveling up north. So they took an hour and a half bus ride. Oh, my goodness. Tragedy. Now let me ask you something. You're looking into your crystal ball right now, Ben Pask. Maccabi, what's going to be their record in these two games? Are they going to be 2-0, 0-2, or 1-1?
I'm being optimistic. I want to say 1-1, but again, it's difficult. It's really difficult.
Valencia is very good. Valencia has no pushovers.
No, of course, and they're playing tomorrow night at home as well. So that makes it more difficult. Maccabi on the road for two games in a row. They've got Bayern tomorrow night, and then they'll host Maccabi on Thursday night. It's not going to be easy. But again,
Valencia,
a lot can happen in a few days.
Valencia and Maccabi have the same exact record. You know, they're both 11-10. That's a huge game. That is, you know, they talk about point differential, right? That's going to be a game where point differential is going to be critical. But Maccabi's going to win that game. They can't find themselves a game under 500, or else it's going to be bad news. I mean, they have Red Star the following week. And Red Star sitting a 10-11 record right now. So, I mean, like, everybody's bunched up here. There's quality on all these teams. So Maccabi's got to be up there and got to find a way to make sure they take at least one of these games. I know Barcelona's going to be tough. We know that. Valencia's going to be tough. We know that. It's a tough arena. Sports Rabbi's been there. Not an easy place to play. Now, I want to ask you this. Sue Broimo, what did you think of his Israeli League debut against Kiryat Ata, and, of course, his EuroLeague debut for Maccabi Tel Aviv? Where do you rate that, Ben Pass?
EuroLeague, I thought he was, you know, okay. And, you know, watched, you know, it's more in my recent memory last night, but he just didn't look so comfortable there. From what I saw, what did he have? He had 4 points in 17 minutes. He had 3 rebounds. Again, that's, you'd be wanting a bit more output from him. He's there to support, you know, the 4 or 5. People are saying there is a replacement for Jake Cohen in the starting lineup, perhaps in the EuroLeague. And last night, I just didn't see it. It's probably maybe taking him a little bit of time to settle in. But again, time is not on our hands now. It's not on our side. We're at the end of January. We're approaching the EuroLeague playoffs, you know, in the next 10 games or 10, 13 games. And they need to get it together. We saw on Friday night, he didn't start either. A lot of the talk before the game, at least among my friends and me, was who's going to start? Will it be Jake Cohen or Solomon Broimo? And who started? It was Jarrell Martin starting in that number. So, from everything that they're saying, and, you know, to the media, they're saying all the right things, that he's a great player, he's a fighter, he's good, you know, he knows Oded's system, and I think that's right. But I don't think a player can come straight in and make a huge impact. And again, he's 33, it's his first stint in the EuroLeague, and I don't think anyone is expecting him to make a huge impact. But hopefully this week especially, he will develop a little bit more and feel more comfortable within the team, and hopefully we'll see that.
All right. Maccabi Tel Aviv. So you're optimistic that they're going to go 1-1 on this two-game road trip that they're about to embark on?
Yeah, that's being optimistic. I can't see them going 2-0. Look, if they get a win against Barcelona, it's just the effort that would need to go into that. I can't see them backing it up against Valencia. But again, it's Monday now. Who knows what will happen tomorrow in between. Teams getting injuries. You just never know what's going to happen. You know, Lorenzo Brown's out. He's not going to come back this week.
And not only is Lorenzo Brown out, but also now we have word that Austin Hollins' season is bye-bye, so long, and farewell.
Yeah, he's out. And again, I know that you're a fan of his. I'm a fan of his. He's probably Maccabi's best defensive player, but he really hasn't played, you know, huge minutes the whole season. I mean, he hasn't been registered for the Israeli league at all. And he's played minutes in the EuroLeague, an important defensive role. But in terms of impact, obviously, Brown's absence is a lot more cause for concern than Hollins is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to see where Maccabi Tel Aviv. I don't think they're going to be signing anybody new. It's a good thing they, you know, kept Jalen Adams, of course, going forward. So that's where we have Maccabi Tel Aviv. We wish them luck in their trip to Spain. Let's move along. Let's talk about the game we were at, okay? Hapoel Tel Aviv, Nes Ziona. We saw a barn burner of a game. First half was a little bit, you know, not where we thought we would see the basketball, but the second half, boy, everyone was hitting their shots. Jordan McRae, 24 second half points. He was squaring up to the basket, hitting shot after shot after shot after shot. Xavier Munford with 19 points in the game. 18 points, Tomer Ginat, Chinanu Onuwaku, 15 points, 16 rebounds. And then Ronnie Harrell, 22 points. He was also going crazy from three. Jerome Anasi inside, 28 points, 11 for 17 from the field. 10 Tyler Bay, he came off with a pretty brutal, looked like shoulder injury. And then Rouse Adam was terrific. Spark plug for them, 14 points. Goes to overtime. Jordan McRae with the first 5 points, and that sets the tone, and that's the game, set, and match for them. I just put an article about Jordan McRae in a poll at Tel Aviv and their depth and the importance of their depth as they continue on. And as he said, they are legitimate contenders to win both the Israeli League and to win the Euro Cup. And that's good news to hear that from them. It's fun to watch a bowl, Tel Aviv. That's a good team they have out there. And you see how important the depth is, Ben Bass.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. Like you said at the beginning of the podcast, Nesiona, first time there. It's a small arena, but it's nice being in that atmosphere where you've got a huge crowd and the Hapoel fans are always there. They're shouting, singing to Maccabi fans, even if there are no Maccabi fans. Maccabi is not playing there. They've got their usual chants. And it was a great atmosphere in Essiona as well. Really enjoyed the game, especially the second half. I thought, you know, Messi was fantastic, and it was unfortunate for him and for the team that he got fouled out towards the end of regulation. But for mine, he was probably the best player on the court until then, and really kept Messiona in there. And Tyler Bay going down injured in the third. Again, you never like to see players get injured, but
no, of course
I think
not.
That he was starting to really make an impact. He had a great dunk to start the second half, and then he went down. I think that plus Mainsy going off with the five fouls really, you know, the writing was on the wall when that happened. But it was still an exciting game. Went to overtime, and Jordan McRae was great. Onwuaku's just unbelievable under the basket, 16 rebounds. It was huge.
Tremendous game from Hapoel Tel Aviv. Nesiona, you know, played well, but you can see they don't have the depth that Hapoel Tel Aviv has, and ultimately depth is going to win those games. And they've had a rough schedule, Hapoel Tel Aviv, and they were able to win the game again. The depth is the key. They have a game in Trento coming up in Italy. They're 2-10 in the Euro Cup, while Hapoel Tel Aviv is 8-4. So I expect that Hapoel Tel Aviv is going to win that game. But they're definitely contenders for the title. There's no question about it. Hapoel Jerusalem, they went down to Eilat and they won 83-60 against a very poor Eilat team. The big thing out of this was Zach Hankins, 22 points, was unbelievable inside. But also we're going to see Noam Yaakov played plenty of minutes, 21 to be exact. Forget about his 3 points. He had 7 assists. He looked terrific. He looked really like the floor general. He had no fear. He had confidence. And I'll have an article about Noam Yaakov coming out when I recap the week that was. Will be coming out also in the next day or so. 14 points from Nadine Carrington. But you can see Jerusalem's still a little bit off over there. Emmanuel LeConte, 17 points, 14 for Jared Terrell. Eilat just signed a player, Magnok Mathinian. So we'll see how that helps out. They decided to register 5 foreigners, which they're going to need to try to make sure they stay in the league. As they're battling right now, Gilboa Galil. And they're only 1 game behind Kiryat Atta. So as good as Kiryat Atta has played this year, they still only have 4 wins, which shouldn't be overlooked. They still, you know, definitely have a lot of work to do over there. But Hapoel Jerusalem, after that loss against Dijon, come back with a nice win. But again, it was a win against who? Hapoel Eilat. Now they have Hapoel Holon coming up in Champions League. That is not going to be an easy game. And just to recap the Holon game, they beat Gilboa Galil 96-89. They had some trouble at times, but they were pretty much in control. 24 points, Chris Johnson, 19 points, Aiden Dalton, 14 points, Neve Misgaw, 15 from Ragland with 9 assists. Gilboa Galil, 24 points from newcomer Tony Carr, 19, Peyton Willis, 13, Amit Zeiss. They've been very inconsistent, but here you go. Big game coming up, Holon, Jerusalem. Crucial game for both teams. They're both 0-2 right now. One of them is going to win. And that's going to put them in the driver's seat. And the same thing in France. One of the teams between Strasbourg and Dijon is going to win, and they're also going to be, in a good situation, because whoever wins that, you know, either way, you're looking at a team that's going to be either you're going to have a team in France that's going to be 2-0, or a team that's going to be 1-1. And here you're going to have either a team that's going to be 0-2, which is going to pretty much knock them out almost, and a team that's going to be 1-1. So, Ben, a huge game coming up Wednesday night in Cologne.
Yeah, and look, I watched the highlights of both of those games, the extended highlights, and again, it was only 10 minutes or 5-6 minutes of highlights, but a poorly lot. They just did not look like they wanted to play in that second half.
Nah, they're not interested. They're not interested in being there. They're not interested in working for this new coach, Maurizio Biscaglia. They're just not interested.
It was embarrassing to watch.
Yeah, you took the words
somewhere running around them like witches' hats. It was not great from them. Hankins was great, had a double double, and Noam Yaakov, Moshe on the Hebrew side is. Got the Yaakov watch as well. He was great with 7 assists, and he was feeding the ball very nicely, threading it through players. And it's going to be a test against Cologne. Cologne had a better lead-up game into that clash, I think. Gilborg a little down the bottom of the table, but I think they look like it much better than Eilat. And I also think the Kiryat Atta look better than Eilat as well. Eilat need we've been saying it for a few weeks, for the whole season, they need to do something because it's not looking good for them.
And Gilboa Galil, I mean, they've got to do something too. They also have a new coach, which is Eilat's former coach, Ariel Beit Halachmi.
Yeah, that again, I think that they, from what I've seen anyway, they look better than Eilat. They look like they actually want to play as well. Which is a huge
difference. They want to play. They want to play. There's no question. And Ariel Beit Halachmi though has some problems because I fear for him that his Israelis have been very inconsistent. They can only register one more player, whereas Eilat can register 3 new players still, foreigners. So there was a rumor that floated around yesterday that Golan Gut wants to go to Gilboa Galil. I don't see that happening. But we'll have to see what's going to be. I mean, my guess is that Gilboa Galil is going to start winning some games, but really the team that's been a real nice surprise over the last couple of months has been Hapoel Be'er Sheva. They're 8-7 right now, quietly. They're a game over 500 and they're looking absolutely terrific and they're taking care of business. They went into Hapoel Haifa, shorthanded Hapoel Haifa. They were without Spencer Weiss. He is injured. He's going to be out for a while. And Be'er Sheva, David Afiani, has turned into an absolute machine, 31 points. Ben Moore, 21 points, 11 points from Khalil Ahmed, 12 points for Igor Kuleshov, who has been terrific. He has really been playing his best basketball in a long time. Haifa, 20 points for Kadeem Allen, 12 points from Anthony Hickey, 16 points Sean Jones. Now, one of the things that head coach Sharon Drucker said after the game, and I write about this in this piece that's going to be coming out, is that we're playing a Maccabi Tel Aviv schedule, and we're not Maccabi Tel Aviv. And he's right; they are a team that's competing in the Europe Cup with a very limited budget, and against good teams. The Europe Cup is a good, solid competition, very very solid competition. They are. It's they're playing tough teams, they're flying, and they don't have the depth, and they're only playing with 4 foreigners in the Israeli league. So Sharon Drucker has done extremely well in the Europe Cup. Sharon Drucker has done a nice job with Hapoel Haifa. They beat Hapoel Cologne in the cup. They have some very good talented players, but there's no depth. I mean, there's just really, you're playing with a very very short roster. And when Ofik Avital is playing 18 minutes, he can play, but he's playing 18 minutes. That's a lot. You're playing guys, Kadeem Allen, 35, Anthony Hickey, 35, 29, Amit Simchon, 27, Will Raymond, 28, Sean Jones. You know, you're in trouble. You're playing with 7 players. It's not healthy. And it's an issue.
Yeah. It's not an easy schedule for them, and I've got also the League Cup coming up as well. But what concerns me, and it's disappeared from my screen at the moment, but Be'er Sheva was increasing their lead every quarter, and then they won the last quarter 28-14, and that's going into Haifa to win that game. They need to be doing a lot better than that, especially at home, and they're not going to do what they need to do going forward if they can't win those games.
Yeah, so we're going to
put up a strong effort in them.
Yeah, they're just very shorthanded. And I think Sharon Drucker has been a miracle worker with what he's been able to do so far. There's no question. But, you know, again, we're talking about depth. And that's why I'm saying Maccabi Tel Aviv, they have 14 players, 13 players, 12 players that can play, right? I mean, think about the roster that they have. Even with the guys being out and injured right now, they've replaced players. And they have a full roster of guys. You look at Hapoel Haifa, what Sharon Drucker is doing with Smoke and Mirrors is quite amazing. Finally, the last game on tap, Paul Gilliland, 87, B'nai Herzliya, 68. B'nai Herzliya made a run a little bit near the end of the game, but it just wasn't enough. Chris Babb was injured, didn't come back at halftime, changed into regular clothing, civvies into civilian clothing. Roy Huber, 21 points for Gilliland. A dozen points for Deshaun Booker and Nimrod Levy. 10 apiece from Devin Marble and Wayne Langston. So Wayne Langston with 10 points is very nice. That's a good game for Gilliland. And on B'nai Herzliya's side, 17 for Morris Kemp, 11 for Quinton Hooker and Julian Gamble. And there's been talk that Julian Gamble is basically going to be heading off to Italy, which would be something very interesting. I don't know what B'nai Herzliya is going to do, but I got to tell you, there was one timeout that Herzliya took. Oren Ironi was ripping into B'nai Herzliya like there was no tomorrow in that game. And, you know, this is not the same team, obviously, that won the State Cup last year, Ben Basque.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, Onuaku is not there, and he's a huge part of that team. They did not look good at all in the first half. They were down 51 to 31 at halftime. That third quarter, they were coming back, had a huge third quarter, 26 to 12. But then Gilliland had a bit more in the tank and had a 13-point win in the last quarter for a big 19-point win away.
Yeah, no, a very big win for Gilliland. They're 8-7. It's really the standings, if you look at it here. Paul Tel Aviv in first, 12-2. Maccabi Tel Aviv, 12-3. Paul Cologne, 10-5. Then you have Jerusalem at 9-6. Gilliland, Nes Ziona, Be'er Sheva, all 8-7. Hapoel Haifa, Herzliya, 6-8. Kiryat'ata, 4-10. Eilat, 3-12. Gilboa, Galil, 2-13. So there's definitely a lot of, you know, you have a lot of teams there with 8 and 9 wins. You have four teams in that area. You see that Hapoel Tel Aviv and Maccabi Tel Aviv are going to be competing for first place. There's no question there. And then Hapoel Haifa and B'nai Herzliya are going to be competing for that last, you know, that eighth spot. But again, the way that the playoffs are set up is that the top six will move up, and then 7 through 12 are going to try to get those last two spots available in the playoffs to go into the quarterfinals.
And then you have a few teams that are trying not to get relegated as well. Makes it interesting.
So it's definitely a big, you know, definitely a lot going on over there. Let's take a look again at the schedule coming up. Barcelona, Maccabi, Tel Aviv, Tuesday. Wednesday night, Hapoel Cologne, Hapoel Jerusalem. Trento, Hapoel Tel Aviv, Valencia, Maccabi Tel Aviv, and then we head into the weekend, and the slate of games is as follows. On Saturday night, you have Gilboa, Galil, and Hapoel Haifa, as well as Hapoel Tel Aviv and Hapoel Cholon. Then on Sunday night, one game, Maccabi Tel Aviv and Hapoel Be'er Sheva. Monday, you have a couple of games, B'nai Herzliya, Nes Ziona, and Galil Elyon, Kiryat'ata. Of course, the big game here is going to be that Hapoel Tel Aviv, Hapoel Cholon game, Ben Pass. It should be a barn burner of a matchup. The reigning champions against the contending champions, we can call them.
Yeah, both with big European games this week. Hapoel Cholon with the advantage, one playing in Israel and two playing at home on Saturday night. But seeing Hapoel Tel Aviv last night, they look very good. Like you said, they've got a deep roster. Their star player is Jacobin Brown, but he had a relatively quiet game and other players stood up. They're going to be hard to beat this season if they can stay fit, which is obviously a big question, especially around some of the players there. But I think that them, Maccabi, definitely are leading the race for the title this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question over there. But we're going to have to see how it plays out. It's going to be exciting. We have a lot of basketball coming up. Ben Pask, where can people reach out to you? Where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at BPASK85. And one thing to mention as well before we go, Max Heidegger signing with Baskonia as well. Another Israeli in the EuroLeague, which is being signed until the end of next season. So good luck to him. And I think they'll be visiting Tel Aviv in a few weeks. So that'll be nice as well for the local fans to see.
Be excited to see Max Heidegger play. And also the women, we should mention they have a national team game against Sweden coming up next week. And Jenny Sims was finally given her passport, Israeli passport, and will be available for that game and for Israel in the Eurobasket 2023 as Israel hosts a group. All right, Ben Pask, this is a lot of fun. Of course, me at the Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and in Hebrew. We deliver to you in both. Make sure you download the app, App Store for the iPhone and Google Play for the Android. Leave us a 5-star rating. Write us a nice review, of course. Check us out all over the map. We will be all over it. We have some special stuff coming up, some good podcasts, some good articles. Check out sportsrabbi.com. If your Hebrew is good also, you want to check that out as well. Ben Pask, a lot of fun. We'll speak to you very soon. Thanks for coming on board, baby.